to stay where they are, psychosocial support, education, nutritious food, medical care, and it's not policed by armed soldiers. The militarization of a disease isn't usually what works. It just causes a lot of fear and panic.
I'm going to
have to very much disagree with Larry on this. You were old friends, but Larry, I don't think you're right. Here's why. First of all, I was in the Ebola epidemic in 95, and we, in fact, did do cordon sanitaire. It was the only thing that worked, and it's often ignored. Mobutu was the brutal dictator at the time, and he simply summarily cut the whole region off with soldiers surrounding Kikwit, blocking the highway, no airplanes, etc. The people were stranded, terrified, exactly as Larry is describing. Within that cordon sanitaire district, which enclosed about 500,000 people, individual isolation centers were also set up. And the Red Cross removed every single ailing person from the families, regardless of objections, which sometimes became violent. Many of those Red Cross volunteers themselves contracted Ebola as a result of those altercations. And they would bring them into quarantine hospital facilities. We have no other tool. We don't have anything else. Now, my real problem is, first of all, I agree with Larry. We waited way too long to get to this point. So now it's draconian. And, secondly, now what's happening de facto is that because the rest of Africa does not believe that Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia are behaving in a competent fashion and doesn't trust that they can stop the epidemic, essentially a de facto cordon sanitaire is around all three countries. They've lost all their trade. Abidjan will no longer ship goods out of the three countries, which pretty much landlocks their trade. They have no more airplane flight landings going on anywhere in the world. So the failure to use the tool of cordon sanitaire strategically early in the epidemic, and now because of the attacks on healthcare workers, in many cases life-threatening, against MSF and other medical providers by angry mobs, yes, you had to have the military come in. You can't ask MSF to keep risking their lives. They're already risking their life to be in front of a virus, and now you're asking them to also put up with people that come in with machetes and guns and try to kill them? No, they need military protection.
We have to break. No. We're going to come back.